Grant Merrill. We'll be joined soon by Steve Mowry, as he'll, of course, be providing color commentary tonight. Rob Williams keeping the stats. Brandon Brewer making everything look good on the TV side. Michaela Washington and Aaron Garner in the booth with us, and they're taking care of us on the Owosso Sports Network side as well. It is a cloudy night, a little bit better weather than we had last week when we went to Northwest Arkansas. Of course, that was the game that we ended up seeing the Rams find themselves in about five different lightning delays, and that was something that we won't soon forget. But despite a 9:05 kickoff, the Rams were able to push forward to a 31-17 victory over the Fayetteville Purple Dogs. That puts them at 2-0 tonight as they take on the Broken Arrow Tigers, as they will end up going up against a Broken Arrow team that had a opening round that was on national television in this very stadium. And, of course, that was against Bentonville West out of Northwest Arkansas. They ended up pummeling Bentonville West pretty well. And then last week, they ended up beating the Union Redskins, final score 14-7. That puts Union at 0-2 as they go into tonight's game against the Jinx Trojans in the Backyard Bowl. Of course, it's a little bit different of an atmosphere tonight. COVID-19 changing everything this year, and the attendance here included. Last year, we had a standing room only capacity crowd, couldn't hardly get another person into the stadium, and we had a flyover for the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. Not a lot of that happening this year. They are still doing some things to recognize the great work that the Folds of Honor organization does. However, it's a scaled back Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl, and we'll be seeing some of those events curtailed throughout the evening. They have not done things like the flyover that they had with several of the aircraft last year. Some of those things have gone by the wayside. But we are definitely looking forward to a great football game between number one and number two tonight. And, of course, this has been the hardest ticket to get in Owosso this week. Lots of people wondering, hey, where do I get a ticket? They are, I believe, if I heard correctly, they sold out in 5 minutes. Brandon Brewer nodding and saying yes. You know, the students having a hard time getting tickets. You know, young ladies like Aaron and Michaela, who work on our crew, they've got a great seat tonight, but a lot of their fellow students were having a hard time getting into the ball game this evening. And I know that we've got a big audience on radio and TV tonight as we get ready to take these Tigers on here and in Broken Arrow. Also, we're your exclusive radio broadcast here on 100.1 KYFM for tonight's game. So when we come back, we'll have your starting lineups, and we'll, of course, break down the game with Steve Mowry when he arrives. So stay with us. This is the Billy Sims Tailgate Show. We're 10 minutes away from kickoff, and you're listening to Owosso Ram Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community.
Buy local. 90 more seconds.
Come see
us. 2 minutes total.
96th Street North and Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans.
Robertson Tire. Keep rolling with Robertson.
Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car is ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, the Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, don't trust your real estate needs to just any mom-and-pop company. At the Hopper Group, you get local market expertise with the backing of a worldwide network. Enjoy RE/MAX results with the Hopper Group, a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Football.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the four food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
our friends at Charlie's Chicken for being great sponsors of the Owosso Rams this year on 100.1 KYFM. Let's go down to the field as the opening coin toss is being taken right now. Owosso is going to elect to receive in the first half, and they'll be moving. They'll be defending the south end zone and moving from right to left on your radio dial. Tigers kicking off to start this football game. Starting lineups for the Owosso Rams tonight, Austin Havens will get the nod at quarterback this evening. The 6'3", 185-pound sophomore has solidified his spot as the starter. Although Bill Blankenship saying in the pregame interview that you'll still see a lot of Seth Hammer, that it is not a full-time job for Mr. Havens yet, and we will see if that continues throughout the evening. But Austin Havens getting the nod through most of the Fayetteville game last week. At running back, it'll be Derek Overstreet, Hagan Hood, Justice Thompson, and Emery Neely getting the start tonight. Wide receivers, Jeray Austin and Cole Adams, Trey Goins and Jet Williams, Keelan Carney, and Ronnie Thomas all getting the starting nod. Jackson Woods and Bryce Stevens getting the nod at tight end this evening. Left tackle, Hudson Mosby, Logan Ledbetter at left guard. Carter Davis is at center tonight, Grayson Isaac at right guard, and Dylan Gilbert at right tackle. On the defensive side of the football, Dwaylen Reed and Josiah Stevens in alternating in the defensive end one position. Christian Ray, Caleb Nealis also at defensive end tonight. Michael Jamerson is getting the start this evening. There were some questions after he went down to injury in the Fayetteville game last week, but the 6'1", 295-pound junior will be on the roster and on the depth chart this evening. So Jamerson and Tyler Rich, along with Ontario Wilson and Tyron Collins at your DT positions. Brendan Dye, Nathan Dethridge, Ahmad Triplett, and Brody Doris all in the one and two spots on the depth chart for inside linebacker. Jacob Clifton in the Ram position. Gage Laney and Cody Chase in at safety. Braxton Bickham and Brandon Ramsey in at cornerback tonight. For the Broken Arrow Tigers, they will be led onto the field by Jake Raines. He is their outstanding quarterback that has continued to do big things for the Broken Arrow Tigers, and he is a 175-pound, 5'11", senior quarterback. His backup this evening is going to be Austin Newell. In at running back, it'll be Marion Horn. You'll hear his name a lot tonight. He has gotten a lot of playing time this year and has gotten a lot of the attention from Coach David Alexander and his crew. In the wide receiver positions, Robert Spears Jennings and Jael Talley. Also at tight end, Griffin Steber tonight. Right tackle will be Talon Wheeler. Riley Griffin in at right guard. Evan Robison, the starting center for the Tigers tonight. Left guard is Ethan Buffington, and left tackle is Jackson Schultz tonight. On the defensive side of the football, Dakota Tomlinson is the starting defensive end tonight. A defensive tackle is going to be Michael Banning. Nose guard, Brandon Barwig. Garrett Hinesley is your defensive end tonight. Safety, Dietrich Moore. It's starting at cornerback, Jalen Johnson, for the Broken Arrow Tigers. About 3 minutes away from the opening kickoff, our Keys to Victory tonight, brought to you by Owosso First Baptist Church. They remind you that they have keys to victory for you and your family every Sunday morning, whether you attend in person or online. You can go to the Owosso First Baptist Church website, and they will be streaming their services live for you this Sunday. Steve Mowry, fresh from the football field tonight. He has strolled in and has our keys to victory this evening.
Well, had a chance to talk with head coach Bill Blankenship before the game, and basically asked him what his three keys were. And of course, the first one coming over in a big contest like this, Grant, where you've got number one facing number two, turnovers are going to play a very big part in this ball game. And then after that, the Owosso Rams have got to handle the defensive pressure, got to protect the quarterback, got to keep him safe in the pocket and allow him time to get good looks downfield. And also, you've got to contain Marion Horn. He has been explosive the last 2 weeks, and the thing he wants to make sure of, or the Rams want to make sure of, is he's going to get his ground. I mean, it's kind of like covering a great athlete, a LeBron or somebody. He's going to get his points, his yardage, whatever. You don't want to give up the big play. And I think that's what's going to be key tonight, the Ram defense, and seeing what they can do to contain Horn.
We'll be back with your opening kickoff in 90 seconds. This is Owosso Ram football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Tulsa Bone & Joint is proud to support the Owosso Rams. With Dr. Caleb Nunley and Dr. Jason Griffin serving as team physicians and Destry Millsap and Zach McGinty serving as athletic trainers for the team, the Rams are in good hands with Tulsa Bone & Joint. Our office, conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, is ready to care for you and your family. Tulsa Bone & Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owosso Expressway in Owosso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick timeout or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
We welcome you back. Exclusive radio for the Owosso Broken Arrow Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl tonight here on 100.1 KYFM. I'm Grant Merrill along with Steve Mowry. Kelly Ward is working the sidelines tonight at the Owosso Rams getting set to receive as Jeray Austin and Cole Adams will set up shop in the backfield for these Rams as they move from right to left on your radio dial. And we are just about set for the opening kickoff. As handling those duties, it will be Mason Garrett for Broken Arrow as he tees it up at the 40-yard line. We are ready to get this one underway and have a great showdown between number one and number two, your Owosso Rams and your Broken Arrow Tigers tonight. Here is the kick. It's end over end, and it is going to bounce into the backfield. That'll result in a touchback for the Owosso Rams, and they'll have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, and that is how we start out the football game today.
Well, let's see if we can get something going offensively here early on. We've got to establish the offensive line, which I think is a supreme strength for the Owosso Rams. Got to pick up this active linebacker core of the Broken Arrow Tigers. How fun is this, Grant? Number one versus number two. I think there's another game going on in Tulsa County. Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is the big game in the state of Oklahoma.
I heard there was an intramural game over across town.
Shots fired.
Austin Havens is the starting quarterback. He takes the first snap of the ball game, hands off to Hagan Hood, who takes it up the right side. He'll get up to the 23-yard line no further. That brings up second down and 7 for the Owosso Rams. 11:47, clock rolling, 13 seconds into the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl here at Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium. This place has already been on ESPN 2 weeks ago. Big stage tonight, however, with number one and number two. Twins to the left, one man split to the right. Austin Havens looking at the sideline to get a second set of instructions from Coach Blankenship. Hagan Hood switches places with him and goes back behind him just a bit. They're still moving some things around. Hand off to Hood as he'll take it up the right side, trying to break free. He gets to the 31, to the 32, past the first down marker, move up those chains. That's another Duralast roofing specialist first down.
Yeah, and I really think it's going to be key for the Owosso Ram offensive line to establish the running game early on, get your sophomore quarterback feeling comfortable in the pocket, and then see if these speedy, athletic receivers can get open out in space.
First and 10 Rams from the 32-yard line. Man in motion to the right as he'll take the handoff, rolling out to the right, getting up to the 37.
That's Cole Adams.
That is Cole Adams, who has moved to the number 7 tonight. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that during the break but you can't mistake Cole Adams when he takes off with the football.
Yeah, so. He's got a single-digit number now, and, of course, single-digit numbers are the guys that have been playing the best, the meanest, the strongest, and he pulls in number 7 here tonight, a different number on his uniform.
Thomas in motion to the right. Handoff again. Hagan Hood up the middle. He is crowded at the 40-yard line and stopped. That's going to be about a 3-yard gain and should bring up 2nd down and 4 for the Owosso Rams. 3rd down and 4, I'm sorry. 10:22 left to go in the first quarter.
Rams in their all red uniforms here tonight. I love that, Grant, with the traditional Ram helmet. Very distinctive.
3rd down, 3 to go for the Rams. Twins to each side of the line here. Handoff, first man through. Hagan Hood busting up to the 48-yard line. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down as he will have them move up those chains, and the Rams are 2 yards shy of midfield. 3 yards shy of midfield. They put them at the 47.
So let's see if the Tiger defense decides to bring someone else in the box. The Rams have yet to throw a pass here on this first drive. They've established 2 first downs, and see if the Tigers don't try to sneak up and maybe open up the passing lane. They're really tight. Nobody deep in the middle.
As Havens hands off again to Hood, he takes the left side of the line here, gets into Broken Arrow territory, down at the 44-yard line. First down markers at the 43, so that's about a 9-yard gain there.
Ram offensive line, Grant, is just blowing people out up front right now. May not need to throw the football. If you can run it, stay with it until they can stop you.
2nd down and 1 for the Owosso Rams as Goins, Ronnie Thomas, and Jeray Austin are split to the left. Empty field to the right, and Austin Havens sending Jeray Austin in motion to the right. He takes the handoff, rolls out to the 45, down to the 40, ran out of bounds at about the 40-yard line, and that's good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. They can move up the chains here as it'll be 1st and 10 for the Owosso Rams, inching closer and closer to the Broken Arrow end zone.
The Owosso Rams brought in Derek Overstreet in the backfield that time on the run play to the outside, and he sprung the Brock that allowed Austin to be able to get upfield for that first down.
1st and 10 from the 42. Trips to the left once again. Empty field to the right as Havens ready to take the snap here. He does so. Throws left this time. Connected with Cole Adams. Adams down at the 35. He'll be dragged down at the 32-yard line. Close to another Duralast Roofing Specialist. 1st down. That's about a 10-yard gain. They say move up the chains.
Got it right in front of us here. We're sitting right at about the 30-yard line of Broken Arrow, and we can see directly across the field. That's 3 first downs on this drive.
So close.
4 first downs. I'm sorry.
Eagle Eye Rob Williams doesn't even have to squint to see that one. So 1st and 10 from the 32. Got a man to each side. Cole Adams, twins to the right. Ronnie Thomas and Trey Goins as well. Handoff, Derek Overstreet, the first man through, as he'll get up to about the 26-yard line.
Knocked off a helmet of one of the Broken Arrow linemen. He'll have to come out of the ball game. That's going to be Jadeon Floyd Wright. Rams are just the offensive line. I can't say enough about what they're doing right now. They're firing off the ball, getting 3-4 yards downfield and opening up great holes, and the Tigers have not been able to figure out the scheme the Rams are bringing right now.
Everybody close in. 7:51 left to go in the first quarter. No score here in Broken Arrow. Back to throw. It's Havens aiming for the end zone to Cole Adams. Touchdown, Owosso.
Yeah!
Game 6. Adams was there waiting. Made the catch, and with 7:42 left to go in the first quarter, Owosso goes up 6-0.
And we talked about the secondary coming up in run support, and that time the Rams send Cole Adams deep. He gets behind the secondary in a beautiful throw by the sophomore, Austin Havens.
So the Rams strike first here tonight. Hagan Hood will see if he can make an extra point happen for these Owosso Rams. They're hurriedly getting him out to the field as Gage Laney will hold the football. Hood with a little bit of a delay as he not sure what the holdup was, but he's going to try to kick here. the snap, the hold, the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. 7-0 our score. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, reminding you their church services start this Sunday morning at 10:30. Stay with us. We're back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout. You've got the Rams on 100.1 KYFM.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. Talk with our team. We'll give you the tools to build the financial future you want. So wherever your happy place finds you, TTCU will meet you there. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. 7:42 left to go in the first quarter of play. Owosso leading Broken Arrow 7-0 in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl here at Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium. I'm Grant Merrill along with Steve Mowry. Kelly Ward working the sidelines tonight. The Eagle Eye, Rob Williams crunching the numbers. Brandon Brewer making the video look good. And Aaron Garner and Michaela Washington are up here making sure we're all taken care of tonight. We're just glad to have you along with us here on 100.1 KYFM with another Jay and Company CPAs by the number stats update, a scoring summary. Here's Steve.
Well, a 10-play, 80-yard drive. You couldn't draw it up any better as the Rams march it down the field in 4 minutes and 18 seconds. It is a Cole Adams reception, 27 yards, the touchdown from the sophomore, Austin Havens. The Rams on the board early. You couldn't draw it out any better, Grant, than to start the game with an 80-yard drive and just shove it down the throat here in the beginning of this football game.
Broken Arrow sends men deep back to about the 2-yard line, and Owosso's Hagen Hood has it teed up and ready to go at the 40, ready to kick it from right to left if you're listening on radio tonight. End-over-end kick is going to fall near the 6-yard line. It's caught. To the 15 goes the receiver. He'll get up to about the 18-yard line before he's stopped and stuffed. Marion Horn for the Broken Arrow Tigers on that kickoff return.
Elijah Velasquez, the senior, 6'2", 165, met him head-on right at the 20-yard line. Great coverage on that kickoff.
Jake Raines, the senior quarterback, told Bill Blankenship earlier this week, I said, I bet you'll be ready to personally hand Jake Raines and Marion Horn their diplomas come graduation. They've been around this Tiger program for a long time and are definitely great players for Coach Alexander. Raines off the right hash mark, takes it from the 20, hands off, first man through his Horn. He'll get up to about the 23-yard line, no further.
Yeah, the Tigers got a pretty good push that time as well on this Ram defense, making the tackle for Owosso. Brody Doris, a 5'10", 200-pound junior linebacker.
That'll bring up a 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8 for the Tigers.
Grant, our linebackers tonight, Dye and Doris, they've got to be very, very active on the football.
Trips to the right, one man to the left for Jake Raines. He'll drop back to throw this time, and it bounces back.
Well, he tried to throw it out to his right, but they're in the passing lane. I'm trying to gather who that is. Josiah Stevens.
He didn't just deflect the pass. He denied the pass.
Batted it back into the end zone. Stevens, a 6-foot, 215-pound defensive lineman. Not the size you see, but great athleticism to get into that passing lane and knock the ball down.
3rd down and 8 from the 22.
Obvious passing down here.
Everybody close in this time as Raines takes the snap. He'll drop back to throw. Looking, they'll sack him in the backfield. Back at the 13-yard line, and that is a 9-yard loss for the Broken Arrow Tigers.
Josiah Stevens making his name known here in the early going. It's a 3-and-out for the Broken Arrow Tigers. Rams are going to get the football, and they're going to get it with an opportunity in great field position.
A few more plays like that, he may change into a single number at halftime.
Exactly.
4th down and 17 as they'll punt it away here. Gage Laney back at the 45-yard line of Owosso to try to return it for the Rams here as the clock passes 6:23. End-over-end kick, fair catch called for by Laney at the 47-yard line, and that is where the Rams will have it 3 yards shy of midfield.
Well, everything going Owosso's way here in this first quarter. 6:16 to go, 7-0 lead, and you couldn't ask for any better starting field position than at their own 47-yard line. But what a great, great defensive stand to follow up that offensive drive here in the early going.
6:16 left to go. More sparse crowd than we're used to for the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl because of COVID restrictions. How many people asked you for tickets this week, Steve?
I've had about six or seven.
I've had about the same on the way down here.
I could print them today. Come on, people.
Twins out to the right as Havens hands off. First man through is Hagan Hood. He'll spin past a defender at the 48-yard line, and that's where he's brought down. 48-yard line of the Broken Arrow Tigers, so he breaks the midfield play to bring up second down and five for the Rams.
Hagan Hood really running with a sense of urgency here tonight, really coming up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Offensive line doing a great job of opening holes, and no dancing around, just getting the ball moved forward for positive yardage.
Twins to the right this time. Hand off to Hood once again. He rolls around a defender, tries to get out past the 45-yard line, finally does so as he's ran out of bounds at about the 43. That'll be a four-yard gain. Should bring up third down and one.
Hagan Hood slow to get up on the sideline. He took a shot up the middle and then bounced out to the outside, but they're going to tend to him on the sideline right now, and that affects the Rams as well, not only at running back, but in the kicking game. Hopefully, it's just a stinger.
Well, we were talking about during the coaches' show, you know, Hagan Hood is a kid that does everything for the Rams.
Yeah.
And, you know, so well-spoken, too. Yes. Bill Blankenship, his comment was, well, he'll probably be governor someday, just nonchalantly.
Take three people to replace him.
Absolutely. Here's Austin Havens. Or actually a direct snap to Trey Goins. He'll get down to the 40-yard line, ran out of bounds at about the 38, and that'll be another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down as they'll move up those chains.
Rams just opening up everything right now. Great mixture in the play calling, even though the Rams have only thrown two passes so far in this football game, mixing up the running game and keeping this Broken Arrow defense off balance.
First down and 10 from the 37 of the Broken Arrow Tigers. Haven setting up shop with Derek Overstreet next to him. Twins to each side of the line. Off the right hash mark, he'll take it. Back to throw. Haven slings it right side, connects with Overstreet. Overstreet's out of bounds near the 31. That'll be a six-yard gain.
Man, if they're going to keep giving us 5 and 6 yards, you know Coach Blankenship is going to take that at every opportunity. Just peel away and peel away, and next thing you know, the Rams have moved it down to the 30-yard line.
Second down and four to go for
got a chain problem on the far side. I think he broke the chain from the standard that – there, we got it connected. Hopefully it's 10 yards, maybe 9 3/4.
Might have to send Rick Dossett down there to inspect.
Yeah.
So. Second down and three here from the 30-yard line. 4:39 left to play in the first quarter. Owosso leading Broken Arrow 7-0 if you're just joining us. Twins out to each side of the line here. Taking the snap, Havens. He'll toss it right to Overstreet. Overstreet at the 30, down to the 26-yard line. And that should be good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
I mean, Grant, it's just enough. If they're going to collect, if the Tigers' defense is going to line up five on the line of scrimmage, there's plenty of room for this speedy Ram offense. Havens, all he got to do is just turn and flip it to his right or his left. Great blocking by the outside receivers, and you got another first down.
First and 10 from the Broken Arrow 24-yard line. Trips out to the left this time. Trey Goins, Keelan Carney, and Jeray Austin. Havens taking the snap, handing off, first man through, Overstreet gets down to the 21-yard line.
That's okay. I mean, it's still positive yardage. Get about 3 yards, and Broken Arrow has to make an adjustment. So you got to wonder here in a moment if we can't get something on a streak on the sideline or over the top down the middle. They're really bringing the safeties up right now, and they're not deep at all. And this Ram offense has got too many threats at receiver to get behind the defense.
They'll credit the Rams with a 2-yard gain, second down and 8 from the 22-yard line. Man in motion to the right is Austin. He'll take the handoff from Havens, rolling out to the right. Jeray Austin out of bounds near the 19-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3 on the play. Third down and 5 for the Owosso Rams.
And again, I can't say enough about what this Ram offensive line is doing to tie up the defense up front, giving the Rams an opportunity to get good vision downfield as they run to the outside.
3 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Our score 7-0. Owosso leading Broken Arrow.
Cole Adams here to the near side, stacked behind. Well, he's going to go in motion.
Man in motion to the right, Adams. A quick toss over the middle to Derek Overstreet. He'll get down to the 10, to the 5, brought down near the 1 yard line.
So close. I thought he had it, lost his feet for a moment, and the Rams are knocking at the door once again.
When Steve Mowry gets up and claps once at the press box, that's usually a sign that we're about to the end zone.
I thought he was about to cross the line.
Well, you'll get your clap here in a second.
Yes. So.
First down and goal from the 1 yard line. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down brought to you by Zach Harbaugh and his crew at Duralast Roofing. Talk about them in a minute.
Confusion on the defense.
Twins to the right, empty field to the left as Havens takes the snap, handing off Overstreet.
Caught in the backfield.
Denied there at the line of scrimmage as he'll get down to the one.
Tigers had an extra man there in the middle on this defensive front.
Good news is we have three more tries. So.
And you got to wonder, depending on the injury of Hagan Hood, if he is able to come in and kick a field goal, or if the Rams score, can he kick the extra point? So we'll see.
We hope so. 2:22 left to go. Clock still rolling. Trips out to the right. Havens with Overstreet next to him. Man in motion to the left now. That's Adams. Havens on the keeper. Runs forward into the end zone for a touchdown, but we got a flag on the play.
Yeah, I think we had movement on the Owosso Ram left side that time that flinched early on. So that'll back us up 5 yards.
Well, we'll just back it up 5 yards and try it again. 2:09 left to play here.
There's one loose cow here in the stands, and it's right in front of me here. So I didn't want you to think I brought my cowbell here tonight. I left Bessie at home.
Yeah, Brandon and I are having flashbacks from the last road trip to Mississippi State. I mean,
yikes.
2:09 left to play here, 7-0. Nobody knows livestock like former FFA member Steve Mowry.
Oh boy.
Stacked receivers to the right, and Havens rolling out to the right this time. He will aim and overthrow just a little bit, as that one was intended for
Jackson Woods
and fell incomplete.
Had the play set up properly, just wasn't able to execute it. So the Rams, at least with one more opportunity. I think Coach Blankenship, depending on the status of Hagan Hood, maybe four down territory. So let's see if the Rams able to punch it in here on third and about 7.
Somewhere Christopher Walken is listening and saying to himself, I know this lady. More cowbell, please. Minute 56 left to play here. 7-0 our score. Do you two even get that reference back there? They're too young. No Saturday Night Live for Michaela and Aaron. Shotgun formation, Austin Havens with twins to the right, takes it off the left hash mark, drops back to throw, aiming for Cole Adams. It is caught, touchdown Owosso. 1:51 left to go, and it's 13-0.
How about that?
Cole Adams, one of our stars of the game in week one. Man. What a night here at Broken Arrow for the Folds of Otter Patriot Bowl. Is now it does look like Hagan Hood's back onto the field to try to kick this extra point, Steve. So luckily injury was not too gruesome earlier, and he'll be back to take care of business here. Here comes the hold. That's a fake. His head's going to roll out to the right into the end zone. Oh, man. Put 2 points on the board. The Rams are on the scoreboard again.
Didn't see that coming.
15-0 our score. Here we think he's limping along and injured, and with 1:51 left to go, he'll get the 2-point play, and it's 15-0. This Owosso touchdown and 2-point conversion brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. 1:51 to play, Owosso 15, Broken Arrow nothing. This is the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
What happens when a healthcare system truly listens? Healing happens. Hope happens. Good health happens. At Ascension, we know. Because we listen to you to better understand you. Then, our network of doctors, nurses, and care teams at St. John deliver a personalized healthcare experience that's right for you and your family. Find the care you need at stjohnhealthsystem.com.
Well, if you just tuned in, the injured Hagan Hood hobbled onto the field carrying everything but a walker with him to try to kick the extra point. Ended up, they faked it to him. He rolls out to the right, healthy as a horse. Into the end zone he goes for a two-point play, and Owosso now leads it 15-0. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, and Kelly Ward along with you from Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium. We'll have a Jay and Company by the number scoring drive and stats update for you here in just a moment. Marion Horn back deep to receive for the Broken Arrow Tigers. And the do-it-all man, Hagan Hood, ready to kick it away once again.
Oh, it's a pooch kick it's up here on the left side.
And it is going to be caught at about the 30-yard line. So that is where Broken Arrow will have it first and 10. But with a Jay and Company CPA by the number stats update, here's Steve.
That play took 11 plays, covered 52 yards, and covered 4 minutes and 25 seconds on the clock. The Rams able to culminate that into a touchdown as Austin Havens with his second touchdown pass to Cole Adams, his second touchdown reception for 7 yards. It's Owosso 15, Broken Arrow 0.
Jake Rains with twins to each side and Marion Horn behind him. Horn takes the handoff, rolls up the right side to the 35, up to the 40. He'll be out of bounds at the 42, and that is a Broken Arrow Tiger first down.
Oh,
flag flying late on the play.
That flag is 12 seconds after the play.
That's never good either.
I think that's going to be a late hit out of bounds, and so that'll give BA an extra 15 yards.
Hmm. Well, we've got an extra 15 points on them right now, so hopefully.
I believe in this first quarter, that is only the fourth offensive play that Broken Arrow has been able to run. And I tell you what, anytime you can keep the football away from the Broken Arrow offense and Horn, that's going to make a big difference in this ball game.
First and 10, Broken Arrow at the Owosso Ram 44-yard line.
Defense should be well rested.
Absolutely. Horn in line behind the quarterback, Jake Rains. One man to the right, twins to the left this time. Jake Rains takes the snap, hands off to Horn as he goes up to the right side, brought down to the 45-yard line, just shy of the line of scrimmage, and that'll be a one-yard loss for the Tigers, bringing up second down and 11.
Cody Chase coming in on the chase, making a great one-on-one tackle.
1 minute, 20 seconds, clock rolling here in the first quarter. Broken Arrow leading, trailing our Owosso Rams, who lead it 15-0. Here in the folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. Appreciate the Jim Glover Auto Family title sponsor of this. Jared Glover joins us at halftime. We'll talk to him about everything going on over at the dealership.
You may have a special guest here in a moment.
Dropping back. Is Reigns, handoff, first man through, pummeled at the 48-yard line.
Brandon Dye coming in, making his presence known.
42 seconds left to play here.
See if Broken Arrow wants to try to run another play. They have not been very successful here in this first quarter. Of course, they've only had 6 tries.
Yeah, 30 seconds left to go. Clock still rolling. We'll see what they do here. Twins out to the left, twins to the right as well. One man can't decide where he's going to land, so that receiver goes to the left side, and Jake Rains will take the snap here.
Comes a blitz.
Throws to the right, Horn to the 50, to the 45, 40, down to the 35, brought down at the 30-yard line, and Broken Arrow gets their first down in precarious situation for the Tigers, but they get around it, and with 3 seconds left, the clock stops. They'll get one more play here.
Well, I mean, it was a good play call by the Ram defense, but also a well-executed play by Broken Arrow.
And they're going to let the clock run out on the end of the first quarter here. Our score, the Owosso Rams 15, the Broken Arrow Tigers nothing. We will be back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl and Owosso Rams football on 100.1 KYFM.
Executive Homes is the Owosso home builder that offers standardly included luxury finishes in two distinctive styles. Whether your family prefers the traditional elegance of Executive's award-winning signature style or the contemporary design of its all-new EH transitional homes, each Executive home is built with unparalleled quality at an unbeatable price. Visit executivehomes.com to explore the homes and lots now available in the best neighborhoods throughout Owosso, including the final phase of Sheridan Crossing and the almost sold out Boulder Point.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to join us for our weekend celebration this Sunday at 10:30. Every service includes life-giving worship, a powerful message, and fun age-appropriate ministry for children from 6 weeks through fifth grade. We also have small groups that meet throughout the week designed to help you connect with others and grow in your faith. For more information, check out our website at owassofirst.com. And go Rams.
Well, Steve Mowry has left the booth to go back for his heart surgery early, so we are replacing him in the booth this evening as a new 12 minutes has been put on the clock for the second quarter of play. Grant Merrill, head coach of the Sand Springs Sandites, Bobby Klink joining us. How are you?
Guys, I'm enjoying this first quarter so far, man. This is awesome.
Steve has not been carted off to St. John's. That was a joke. But first and 10 from the 31-yard line for the Broken Arrow Tigers. Trips out to the left side of the line, and Jake Raines taking the snap here. He'll throw left, and his receiver pummeled at the 35-yard line. And, Coach Klink, that was a big play right there.
It's big time. They're trying to run an RPO. They're stretching to the boundary and throw a bubble out here to the flat. And we're all over it, man. We weren't fooled. Great job by Coach Graham right there.
Second down and 15. You say we. Old habits die hard for an old Owosso Ram, don't they?
Hey, I'm black and gold right now, man. But trust me, I am all for the red right now since we ain't playing.
Well, of course, Sand Springs off to a start this year. We'll talk about that here in just a second as Jake Raines gets ready to take the snap off the left hash mark. Fakes a handoff and rolls out to the right instead. Throws up the right side, and his pass falls incomplete.
Tried to run a divide zone boot right there. We had it covered perfectly. Again, Coach Graham was just taking care of this defense, man. That nobody was open.
So, the Sandites, who'd you have for week one and two? I know you had Sepulpa.
We won the Highway 97 rivalry game, my first taste of that. That was awesome. And then just couldn't finish against a really well-coached Bishop Kelly team. But, enjoying being a head coach and enjoying the community over at Sand Springs, and I'm just very excited about what we're going to be doing over there.
What's been your biggest surprise as a head coach this time?
The community over there. Everything I've asked for, they've been arms wide open and hooking us up, man. It's been amazing.
Trips to the right, Raines off the left hash mark, dropping back to throw, looking, rolling to the right this time, still looking. Could he be in trouble? He throws. It's caught at the 30-yard line.
It was like a one-man route right there. Everyone's running hitches, and they were trying to go to number 9. We had them double covered. No chance.
Well, Bobby, I know that, as you kind of take over 6A2 over there, you guys, you're kind of making your mark. Talk about your team and what the Sandites look like getting started this year.
You know, we've got a pretty young team. We've got some good senior leadership. But for the most part, we're led by a really solid core of young guys, juniors. So looking forward to many years to come.
Fourth down and 11, trips to the left. Raines dropping back to throw, slings it up the field. It is almost caught.
Caught, but he's short.
Caught, but he was short of a first down there, and that'll bring up turnover on downs here.
Again, it looked like a one-man route right there. They're running all verts of the field. They're going to come back over there, and he caught it, but he was short, so it's too bad.
Well, your initial impressions of Owosso this year, of course, you've gotten a chance to see him on tape first 2 weeks, but tonight you get to see him live in person.
That dang, the offensive line is just, they're just massive up front. You couldn't have asked for a better start to this football game. We get the ball, we drive it down their tailpipe for about 8 minutes. That's what you want.
Austin Havens, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Hands off, first man through, gets up to the 26-yard line, no further.
And just a simple zone scheme right there, and they're just getting great movement, gain of 5. That's second and 5 with Dollar Bill calling. It's good stuff for us.
10:02, clock rolling here in the first half. I got to tell you, this is the first time I've ever seen Mallory give up the headset for anybody. So you should feel special here tonight, Coach Clay.
I'll tell you what, man. Steve Mallory is Mr. Owosso.
Yeah.
And, man, if anybody does more for this for that community than him, I'd like to see it.
Twins out to each side of the line. Austin Havens dropping back to throw. Slings it left side. Connects with an open man. And Cole Adams. Adams gets down to the 28. Gets past that first down marker. That's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Broken Arrow came with double-edged pressure right there. Coach B gets an RPO. Slings it right out to number 7. Him in space, that's good news for us. They were lucky to get that guy down. At any moment, that guy's a game breaker.
Well, we've got 9:23 left in the first half. You aren't here hiring any of our assistants, are you?
I'm looking, trust me. We're doing the exact same thing at Sand Springs that Owosso does. I'd be stupid not to.
Twins to each side of the line. Haven slings it up the field and connects with Keelan Carney down at the 45-yard line of the Broken Arrow Tigers, and that's another Owosso Ram first down.
And they had a good call, got pressure on them. Great job by the quarterback right there. And Keelan Carney has been making plays like that for a long time here.
8:56 left to go. Clock still rolling. 15-0 our score. Bobby Klink in for Steve Mallory tonight, head coach of the Sand Springs Sandites. And he obviously he's off tonight. Either that or his priorities are a little skewed. So.
Yeah, no. We play Shiloh Christian in a week. So
oh, boy.
I was blessed to be able to come here and watch these kids play.
Hand off to Dre Austin. He's pummeled behind the line of scrimmage back at the 40-yard line. Shiloh Christian, one of Brandon Brewer's old favorites.
Oh, for real?
Over there in Northwest Arkansas.
All right, well. We'll see. Hopefully we can take it to him here in a week or so.
8:22 left to play here. We'll see what's going down on the field here. Well, Coach, I know that with Shiloh Christian next week, you guys off week this week, and then you get into district play here in a little bit as they move up the chains on a penalty against Broken Arrow. That's going to put Owosso at a first down from the 45-yard line. But you got the Saints, and then you get into the meat of that 6A2 schedule.
Sure. I mean, 6A2 is a bear, especially this year in our district. I mean, you're talking Booker T, Choctaw, obviously Bixby, and then Muskogee. I mean, we got our work cut out for us, but, you know, I'm happy to be at Sand Springs. I mean, those guys want to win. I certainly don't like losing. So I think it's a perfect combination, and I'm just telling you, man, it's so cool to see this. Coach B and all he talks about is you get a 15-yard penalty for whatever BA did. And Coach B always talks about, hey, you can control the way you react to something. And it's happened for the past 3 years, and it's happening now.
8:16 left to go in the first half of play. We'll take it to Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Back in 30 seconds, it's Owosso 15, Broken Arrow nothing. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed 2 purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. 8:16 left to go in this first half of play. Owosso leading Broken Arrow 15-0 in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. Grant Merrill, the voice of Sand Springs head coach Bobby Klink here on the broadcast tonight as he sits in a couple of plays for Steve Mallory.
Man, I'd like to see what the time of possession is because it seems like Reds had the ball the whole time, and that's good stuff for us. Look at these guys got everything. We're 8:43 to 3:17 time of possession.
Austin Havens with a quick handoff, and he's actually going to be pummeled there near the line of scrimmage, second down and 10 for the Rams. 8:11 left to go in the first half.
I think we're taking an O-lineman out here. It looks like a special personnel package. Let's see what they do right here.
We've got trips out to the right side. That's going to be Goins, Cole Adams, Dre Austin. Havens takes the snap, hands off. Hagan Hood up the middle, gets up to about the 44-yard line, a gain of 1 on the play. bringing up third down and nine. We keep talking about Hagan Hood.
Yeah.
And, boy, that's a guy that can do it all, Coach.
He's a dang renaissance man. He reminds me of an old Jinx legend, Josh Fiddler. The guy would score touchdowns, and then he'd kick extra points and then kick off. He's a throwback, but you couldn't ask for a better individual.
Third down and 10. I gave him a yard. The chain gang didn't. Twins out to the right. Twins out to the left as well. And Austin Havens getting a second look at Coach B on the sideline here.
Brooklyn airplane deep. They're just playing the sticks, waiting for a sticks route right at the first down marker.
Havens back to throw. He'll sling it left side, throwing under pressure, and he'll connect with Ronnie Thomas out at the 30-yard line. Move up those chains. That's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Oh, man, that is a mismatch for us. Our receivers against their secondary, that's a one-handed catch. They were expecting a route right at the sticks. We did it. It didn't matter.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line. 15-0, our score if you're just joining us. Trips out to the right. Handoff, Hagan Hood up the middle. Gets up to the 25, still on his feet at the 20. Gets down to the 15, still on his feet, still running. To the 5, to the 1, almost to the promised land. Did he get in?
Nah, he's down.
Oh, man. He was just shy of the goal line.
What'd they call here?
And he lost the football. B.A. recovers.
Touchback. Man, what an unbelievable run right there, though. Let's see the replay here.
So he gets down, and B.A. pounces on the football in the end zone there.
Big play for Broken Arrow right there. They ran a simple stretch play. Unbelievable blocking by the receivers downfield. You notice the receivers take a lot of pride in blocking for Owosso. And that turns those 5 to 6 yard gains into 20 and 30 yard gains. There's evidence there. Nice job by Broken Arrow stripping the ball right there. You don't see a guy like Hagan Hood fumble very much. That's one of the few breaks they've had so far.
Well, we've got an injured player on the field. 6:51 left to play, 15-0. Our score, if you're just joining us here in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl, Sand Springs Sandy head coach Bobby Klink joining us in the booth here. And, now that you've kind of had a chance to step away from the Rams and kind of look at them from outside the window, so to speak, just your thoughts on these first 3 weeks. I mean, a lot of folks are wondering, can anybody catch Owosso?
The year four with Coach B, I mean, the program's taken over at this point. You see the guys that, these guys have been in the system with Jordan Johnson for 3 years. So these guys have had three off seasons with Jordan Johnson. All these guys are Johnsonized right here. I mean, our guys look different. It used to be Broken Arrow's guys look bigger than ours. That ain't the case anymore. Our guys are physically just imposing right now, and it's showing.
Jake Rains, the quarterback, ready to take the snap here from the 20-yard line after the touchback. Hands off to the first man through, and he'll get up to about the 23 or so. That's going to be a gain of 3 on the play, second down and 7.
Nice job. There's a counter read right there with a jet sweep coming into the boundary. We did a fib check right there with the banded safety coming down. Guy makes a nice play.
Keon Barnett, the ball carrier for Broken Arrow. That'll bring up second down and 4 after the gain. Or second and 6, I'm sorry. Trips out to the right side. And now Reigns ready to take the snap off the left hash mark here. He'll do so. Handoff. First man through. Gets up to the 25. Up to the 26. And that's where he'll be brought down. Gain of about 2 on the play.
Man, ran into number 8, Brendan Dye. That is an upset individual right there. If a tailback runs into him, he's not going to go anywhere, man. That guy's an unbelievable football player.
He's been taught well.
Josh Dupree has done a great job coaching him, absolutely.
5:50 left to go. Clock still rolling here. 15-0 our score. Trying to get Bobby Klink to take credit for something here.
Yeah.
Reigns taking the snap here is with Twins to the right. He'll drop back to throw to the left instead. The ball caught near the 34-yard line, and his receiver ran out of bounds. Robert Spears on the carry there. Robert Spears Jennings, I should say. 5:32 left to play, and that's another Broken Arrow first down.
Nice play by B.A., but even then it's contested, and they have to make an unbelievable catch right there just to get a first down. You know, an old staple of defense is make these guys snap it again, no big plays, and that's what we're doing right now.
First and 10, Broken Arrow at the 33-yard line. Twins out to each side of the line here as Reigns takes the snap, hands off to his tailback up the left side. He'll get to the 42-yard line.
Fumble
on the play, and Owosso's got it. Brandon Dye. Brandon Dye comes up with the football. Good call, Coach.
I think big Michael Jamerson got his big mitt on the ball right there. Thing came out. Hey, big play for the Rams right here. We're in, what, on the 40? I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach B take it to the end zone right here. Big switch of momentum.
5:25 left to play here as Owosso will take over. First and 10 from the 40-yard line, as Coach Klink mentioned. 5:25 left in this half, and it's been all Owosso all the time so far. Austin Havens leading his team out onto the field here. Getting a second set of instructions from the sideline. Havens with Overstreet next to him. In the gun, and with one man split to the right, one man in motion to the right, Keelan Carney. Havens dropping back to throw, looking. He'll sling it down to the right corner, and it's off the fingertips of Keelan Carney, his extended receiver.
Had Goins wide open coming through the middle. I bet I wouldn't be surprised to see him to come back to that.
That'll bring up second down and 10 now. Well, have you been able to read your 6A2 opponents as well as you're reading Bill Blankenship here tonight?
No, we go week to week. You know that. we never look ahead. So that's we're always trying to get 1-0.
Who's your biggest threat in 6A2 this year for Sandsbury?
Well, obviously Bixby has been the crown jewel almost in Oklahoma football.
Almost.
Exactly. I'd say Owosso and Bixby are the top two programs, obviously. I like those guys in red right there.
Havens with the handoff, Overstreet up the right side, gets up to the 30, up to the 25, right down near the 23-yard line, and that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
A simple divide zone right there. They're getting desperate now. I think we're up 140 yards to 25 on them. The defensive coordinator is getting a little desperate, just trying to bring heat right there. Simple zone play, goes for 10.
First and 10 Rams at the Broken Arrow 23-yard line. 5 minutes left to play here. Coach Bobby Klink, our second quarter analyst, is for the first time in his career, Steve Mowry voluntarily gave up a headset.
How about that?
It is 2020. Back to throw. Havens connecting with Cole Addis to the 5. Ooh. He'll get down to the 2, and that's where he's dragged down by a Broken Arrow defender, and that looks like Drake Howerton or Darian Moss, I believe. Darian Moss there.
It don't matter because no one's tackling that dude. That guy is slippery. He's a sophomore. I mean, that guy is freaking lightning.
4:40 left to go in the first quarter. 15-0 our score. And now Trey Goins in. They'll put it in the Wildcat here. Direct snap to Goins. Is on the run. He'll get down to about the 2-yard line, no further.
Fake the jet sweep to the boundary run. Just a simple zone play to the field. Linebacker came loose, one-on-one. Linebacker made a good play right there.
That'll bring up second goal here from the 3-yard line. 4:07 left to play here. Owosso leading it 15-0.
Staying in it. I can see you just pounding it again. Our O-line is just physically dominating this Broken Arrow defense right now.
One man wide to the right. Goins in the same formation once again. He'll take the direct snap on the run. He powers through, trying to get down to the goal line. Is he there? Don't think so.
Close. Same play. Jet sweep to the boundary. Zone to the field, fake the jet sweep, put it in there.
That'll bring up third down and millimeters for the Owosso Rams here. And now we've got an injured player, an injured Broken Arrow Tiger. So they are going to call a quick injury timeout. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds to Owosso 15, Broken Arrow nothing. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Duralast Roofing is Owosso's roofing company. Your satisfied customer, Eric Poplin, to tell you why.
I've been in Owosso my whole life. It means a lot to me when I get to deal with other longtime Owosso residents. Zach's worked on 3 different houses for me. Each project that he's done for me, whether it's large or small, he always delivers the same level of service, whether it's cleaning gutters or a complete re-roof. He always makes me feel like I'm his number one customer.
That's Duralast Roofing. Visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
Welcome back. 3:31 left to go in the first half. Our score 15-0. Owosso leading Broken Arrow in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. Grant Merrill, Sand Springs head coach Bobby Klink in the booth with us tonight.
We got 3:30 in the left in the first half, and it's 222 yards to 53.
Wow.
If that's not domination, I don't know what is.
And most people expected Broken Arrow to maybe be the biggest challenge for the Rams this year.
Not me.
Under center. Havens on the keeper, dives forward.
Oh, yeah.
Put those hands up. He's in the end zone. Touchdown to Owosso, and it's 21-0. 3:27 left to play here. First half action, and Owosso now leads it by 3 touchdowns.
Man, that O-line is just starting to lean on those guys for Broken Arrow, and it's starting to show in the second half. It might be a fast second half with the way they're running the football.
Hagan Hood will try to kick the extra point here. 21-0 our score. Gage Laney, the holder. The snap, the hold, the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. It is 22-0 Owosso, 3:27 left to go in this first quarter. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, 10:30 Sunday morning. Visit them online at owossofirst.com. We're back after this 30-second break. You've got the Rams on KYFL.
2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but one thing that is for certain is that First Baptist Church is here for the people of Owosso. Pastor Chris Wall and his congregation know that in-person attendance hasn't been possible for many of you, so they welcome you to visit them online each Sunday. You can watch their services live on the InsideOwosso.com Facebook channel or online at fbcowosso.org. First Baptist Church, they welcome you to worship this Sunday, and they're a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams.
All right, we welcome you back. Our score 22-0. The Owosso Rams leading the Broken Arrow Tigers tonight with 3:27 left to go in the first quarter here in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl at Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium. I'm Grant Merrill along with Bobby Klink. Steve Mowry will be back after halftime. And don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll talk to Zach Duffield. Weekly check with the athletic director, and Jared Glover from the Jim Glover Auto family joins us to talk about all the things happening at the Jim Glover Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, Fiat, and whatever else they're selling this week, dealership, Highway 169 North at Owosso. As the Owosso Rams get set to kick it from left to right, they'll tee it up at the 40-yard line. Here comes the kick. It's end over end, and it is going to be fielded at the 6-yard line. He's up to the 20, up to the 25, 30, 35, 40.
All right, get him down.
Brought down just shy of the 40-yard line.
Kicked it deep right there. Broken Arrow set the return up the opposite direction. Had a gap there for a minute, but great pursuit by that Ram special teams.
Jalen Johnson on the return there for the Broken Arrow Tigers. 3:19 left to play. Is taking a look at the rest of the Rams' schedule, what's kind of your crystal ball saying for the rest of the season?
I mean, it just seems like they just need to do what they do. Just like Coach B says, just run the course, get 1-0 every week, get to the playoffs, and get hot. It's worked so far for them.
First and 10, Broken Arrow. Twins to the right, one man to the left. Taking the snap, quarterback Jake Raines. He'll roll out to the left this time. Connecting with an open receiver at the 45. He'll be dragged down just inside the 50. And the ball carrier there, Griffin Stiber for the Broken Arrow Tigers, and that'll move the chains up for another first down.
Nice call by B.A. right there. The H-back looks like it's going to be split zone. He bypasses the end, which is usually his kickout block, and they have a bootleg right there. We had nobody there into the boundary.
First and 10 Tigers at the Owosso 47-yard line. 3:03 left to go here. Trips out to the right. Jake Raines with one man behind him. He'll take it off the left hash mark here. Handoff. First man through, gets up to the 45, down to the 44-yard line, and that's where he'll be dragged down.
That's tough sledding running to that side of that defensive line. You've got Michael Jamerson right there. You've also got Brendan Dyett, linebacker. I don't know about that one.
2:37 left to play here. Clock rolling here in the first half. 22-0 our score. That'll bring up second down from the 42. Second down and 6 to be exact. winds to the right. Jake Raines back to throw. He'll gun it up the middle of the field. It's off the fingertips.
Reliable
receiver, Keon Barnett.
Reliable Gage Laney right there. That guy's always in position. It's interesting to see this type of offense for Broken Arrow. For the past 3 years, they've been, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and now they're trying to open it up. And, for the most part, we've held it in check.
Third down and 6 to go here for the Broken Arrow Tigers from the Owosso 43-yard line.
It's a big down right here. If we get the ball back with 2 minutes, we can go up 4 scores, and that might be lights out.
Trips to the right. Raines back to throw, looking to dial up a receiver, runs forward instead. Gets to the 45-40, up to the 35, right down at the 30-yard line, and that is another first down for the Broken Arrow Tigers.
Now that's that quarterback's MO, when things aren't open, he's going to tuck it down and run for it. He did that a lot back when I was a D coordinator here and did it right here, so we got to get tough now.
How hard was it for you to meet a new team in this COVID environment and not really get a chance to know them?
We had a few weeks before spring break, or a couple months, got to know the kids pretty well. It did hurt during that whole quarantine, I guess, for the whole school district. But, kids are kids, man. They respond to coaching. They respond to us. And so I'm very happy where we're at right now.
Raines with the handoff to Barnett. He'll get down to the 22-yard line. Minute 34 left to play here. 22-0 our score.
There's an old saying, Coach B said, just control what you can control and don't let the stuff you can't control bother you. I think an old me might have let that bother me, but, can't control it. So, hey, here we are. Everyone had the same hand, so no big deal.
Second down, 4 yards to go from the 22-yard line. Twins to the right, one man to the left. Jake Raines back to throw. He'll sling it up the middle of the field. It's intercepted. Back goes Gage Laney. He'll get to the 15. He's still on his feet at the 20. Laney to the 24-yard line.
I think we might have gotten a blindside or a block in the back, something right there. But I don't know what that quarterback was thinking right there. Laney was right in the middle of the field. He threw it right to him.
Well, either way, we've got 58 seconds left to play here.
I'll be surprised to see what Coach Blank wants to do here.
Referees conferring, talking things over here.
He's got all 3 timeouts left, 58 seconds. You've got a good kicker right here. I wouldn't be surprised maybe see a screen or a draw play or something, maybe to get them some good yardage just to see where they're going to be on first down.
We'll go down and see what our official has to say. Well, I thought they were going to turn his microphone off, but they did not.
Did Harold Allspaugh just call a holding call? That's no way possible.
Looks like it.
This officiating crew never calls holding. Unbelievable. Okay. No, they called on an interception. Okay. I see that. You got to wonder, okay, you've got a sophomore quarterback here. You're up 22-0. Your defense is killing it. Do you risk anything? I wouldn't be surprised to see a run play, see if we can't break something. If we can get a first down, maybe we try to get something going here, at least maybe something for the future for this young quarterback.
Trips to the right. Austin Havens, the quarterback in question. He'll take it from the left hash bar. Man in motion to the left, Cole Adams. Hand off to him as he'll run around the left side to the 30-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 on the play to bring up 2nd down and 5. Cole Adams, a talented sophomore, Bobby. He's really lit things up as a freshman last year, just keeps on working miracles.
And he's got good bloodlines. His older brother Dawson was probably Mr. Round. Made that game-winning interception to break up the 2-decade streak of Jinx and Union. You want to talk about a guy that's going to go into history, his older brother. And, his younger brother might be even better.
Trips to the right this time. Taking the snap, Havens. Handing off, first man through is going to be pummeled. Loose football. It's going to be
down. I'm saying he's down.
Down on it is Havens as he was able to jump back and pounce on the football.
That'll be the last play.
That'll be the last play of the half right there. Well, Bobby Klink, thanks for coming by, man.
Man, once a Ram, always a Ram. Obviously, part of the Sandites now, and so hopefully we can get a bunch of people up in Owosso rooting for Sand Springs.
We sure will. Appreciate you stopping by to see us, and we'll see you down the road. Steve Mowry will be back after halftime. We'll check in with Kelly Ward and a few as well. And when we come back, Zach Duffield, athletic director, stops by. by to talk a little bit about Owosso sports this week. Thanks for being with us. Our halftime score, Owosso 22, Broken Arrow nothing. This is the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, everybody, it's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
Need a dentist? Look no further. Owosso's newest dental practice, Lexington Dental, formerly Dr. Argo's office, is accepting patients of all ages. From toddlers to retirement, we are here to help keep your smile healthy. Offering basic services to cosmetic services, Dr. Carey and his top-notch team are here to help achieve your smile goals. Offering sedation to help you relax during your visit and convenient appointment times. To learn more or schedule your appointment today, call 918-274-8500 or go to LexingtonDentalOfOwosso.com.
From InsideOwosso.com and 100.1 KYFM, Owosso Rams football is on the air. It is halftime in Owosso. Here is Will Sterrett in the Wholesale Computer Services broadcast booth.
Welcome back to Studio B as it's halftime in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. Coming up, Steve Mowry and Rob Williams have another Jay & Company CPA by the numbers stats update. Also, Grant Merrill will sit down with Jared Glover, the Jim Glover Auto family, and talk about tonight's Patriot Bowl. Right now, check out what's happening with the Owosso Rams sports teams as Athletic Director Zach Delfield stops by. Grant Merrill is back in the Wholesale Computer Supply broadcast booth.
Well, the Tulsa Bona Joint Halftime Show continues live from Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium as Zach Duffield, our athletic director for the Owosso Public Schools, joins us. His appearance each week brought to you by Trails End Barbecue. Do you know what Garth Brooks and Kevin Stitt have in common?
They like Trails End Barbecue.
They've both eaten there in the past month. So, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing when you're talking to Owosso, Oklahoma. But if they can eat there and they love it, you should try it if you never have. Those of you who are big Ram fans have eaten Trails End before, and we're just proud to have John Cash and his crew.